All right, we're on page Lamed Beis, and we're in the middle of the Shaar, the parak about Chevra. Okay? And he said before, the Chevra, a good Chevra means a Chevra which people have their Nachas and their Bemusar, which we explain means that Nachas means that they speak calmly and nicely to each other, and Musar means that they are aware of the ego problems. Okay? You've heard of ego problems, but this is ego problems. Because in a chevra, whenever you have a chevra, people are competing against each other. Each person wants to grab more attention. Each person wants to stick out. They want to have their own qualities, their own, identity. And that's no problem. It's no problem to have your own identity. But when you start reaching for it and trying to assert yourself as different than everybody else, stam, then that ends up being unhealthy. And when you have competition, it breeds jealousy, it breeds hatred amongst the chevra. And obviously that's not good. So therefore, one of the things you need to have in a good chevra is you need to have that the group is not interested. They are in control of their egos. And that's what the Rambam meant when he said Musr. Okay? And he says, "Umama od mutal kol zochad istafef b'chatzeros Hashem u'komos ha'toyro." And it is very incumbent upon each person who is zoche, who merits, to be a part of the courtyards of God in the yeshivas. Lizayir ad ma'od b'lchos derech eretz b'hol l'chosav. He has to be very, very careful in the laws of derech eretz and everything he does. Masa'o matano benachas amabrios. His giving and taking with the has to be mamish benachas with the creations, meaning with all the other people there, with all the other talmidim. You know, megedre avas Hashem v'kiddushem shemayim ba'olam. And this is this idea that you act with derech eretz to your fellows is actually one. It's part of the mitzvah of avas Hashem and kiddush Hashem. Amru, in the Gemara of Amos, it says that they say, Yud Beis Elif Zugim Tavidim Ayula Rabbi Akiva, the Kulan Meso Perk Echad, right? Famous Gemara, Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Tamidim, and they all died in one time. Bifnei Shalom Nagu Kavod Zelizet, because they did not treat each other with respect. Gemara of Amos. Advar Mavilim, these are very scary words. How much is it upon you on the Talmid Chachamim that are found in a group that they have to be careful with the cover of their friends? In kol elyon hagas derech eretz, all this is the way to act with derech eretz. But dain lo yiganu v'zeliktzos darkei chevra shilashim shemayim. We still haven't gotten to a chevra that's the shem shemayim, right? A chevra l'shem shemayim, that's already a high level, but we're talking here just about a chevra tova, just a chevra that's not, at each other's throats, not a bad chevra. That's what we're describing here. And for that, you need all this derech eretz, and you need to control the ego and all this, right? There's a lot that needs to go into just this level. We haven't even gotten yet to the level of l'shem shemayim. Yamod l'chol apachos lefnei neinu machzene darzeh. So at least we should put in front of our eyes a vision of this wondrous thing, shel chevra kazod, of a chevra like this. Tzibur shel talmid chachamim chaverim, a group of talmid chachamim who are really chaverim, friends for real. Asher kol hiskam b'torah ve'avodas Hashem mitoch ahava v'achva, that all of their dealing in Torah and avodas Hashem is done with ava and brotherhood, with love and brotherhood. Okay, he's now quoting a midrash rabba in Shir Hashirim. She's sitting in the gardens with friends that are listening. What does this mean? Kishi Yisrael nechnasim labati kinesis v'korin kriya shema b'kibun adas. When Bnei Yisrael go into shul and they reach shema with kavano b'kol echad, all together, b'deya v'tam echad, with one intention, with one reasoning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Ayoshevet b'ganim, the one who sits in the gardens. Shatem korin chaverim, when you are called friends, chaverim, Ani v'pamalia sheli makshivim mekolech hashmieni. I, Hashem is speaking, I and my whole palace, my whole entourage, come to listen to your voice. And please, let me hear it. Hashmieni, let me hear your voice. Wow. Aval, but, Kishri Yisrael Korin Kriyashma B'tiruf Hadas. When Bnei Yisrael read Kriyashma B'tiruf Hadas, without nachas, just tearing through it. Zem Magdim, this one does it earlier. Zem Acher, this one does it later. They're not concentrating in the Kriyashma, they're not having proper intention. Ruach HaKodesh Tzavachas. The Ruach HaKodesh screams. The Omeris, and she says, Barach Todi. Run away, my beloved, and be like a deer. What do you mean, like a deer? So he means, Tzvi, Lashon Tzava. Letzava Shel Mala, Domim Lechvodcha B'kol Echad. Should be similar to the army on high, the army of the Malachim, which are similar. That's who you should be trying to similar be like, to be similar to. Lechvodcha B'kol Ra, Lechabet, Lechvodecha B'kol Echad. They give honor to Hashem with one voice, B'ni Machad, with one tune. Al Harei B'Shamayim, in the mountains in Shamayim, B'Shmei Shamayim Elyonim, in the highest levels of heaven. Maniflo, how wondrous is it? Ketzav Melamdim Motanu Chazal B'Zeh L'Krok Kriyashma B'Tzibur. This is how Chazal are teaching us to read Kriyashma B'Tzibur. B'Kol Echad, with one voice, B'Deya V'Tam Echad Dafka, with one intention. Mubal Alach Abor Chaim, and it's brought down on the Shulchan Aruch. And that when we read Kriyashma like Chaverim, then the Shekhinah comes down to us. This is also the whole idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Davening with the Tzibur. And in parallel with our obligation to build a chevra, a group of guys that's pleasant in Derech Eretz, and a tzibur that together will learn Torah and tefillah, yinenu metuvim gam al tshuva b'tzibur. So he's going through like different things about the chevra. So first he was talking about learning. Then he talked about tefillah. Now he just talked about kriyashma. Now he says, we also have another one. And that's called tshuva b'tzibur, to do tshuva with the tzibur. That when you have a chevra, then the chevra is obligated to search through their actions as a tzibur together to see what they do right and what they do wrong. Wow. Ilizos, you know, after all this, my yeshiva, how do you define what a yeshiva is? Avi Omer, I'll say, Shimakom Hagidul Lechevra Idealit Beoter. It's the place where you can grow the ideal chevra, the most ideal chevra that's possible. A chevra Shem Shemayim. A chevra that's all their actions is Shem Shemayim. Havi Odeo, you should know. Zot Kishata Nechnas Yeshiva. You should know this when you go into Yeshiva. Kalecha Liod Mubonei Tzibur She'en Dugmato Olam. That it's on you to be among those that are building the tzibur. That there is no example like this in the whole world. Shleimut amidot, in terms of completion of their midos, perfection of midos, ba'achdut, with unity, hashifa, ubishituv ha'peula levodas Hashem, and with joining together, like a partnership, and shituv peula, cooperation, with when worshiping Hashem, serving Hashem. Dibuk chaverim tzarich liot koach mushlam. Clinging to your friends has to be a power that is perfect. Which still stands strong even way after you leave yeshiva. The connections between the chevra that have been woven together in a place of Torah, through serving Hashem together in a partnership in Torah and Avodas Hashem, הם חזקים מאוד. Those connections are very, very strong. ובמשך כל החיים יכולים להיות מקור לעידוד ולהתחזקות. And throughout your whole life, they can be a source of strength and encouragement. It's true. The friends that you make in yeshiva are the friends that stick with you the rest of your life. Till today, the people I consider my closest friends are the friends I made in yeshiva. The friends that I had in yeshiva, they're the ones that are still my closest friends till today. And you know, it's like those Shana Bet guys, like the guys that are Shana Bet when you were Shana, they're always Shana Bet to you. Like Raven Leibovich is my Shana Bet when I was Shana, but he's always gonna be Shana Bet guy to me. You know? He's always that guy that you look up to, and like that's how it is. So that chevra, it's an extremely important thing. Okay, we're at the end now, but of our time in yeshiva, some of us, not you two, nobody present. I'm not talking about anybody here, but I'm saying, like, I'm talking about those people out there. Some of them might be leaving. I don't know. Unfortunately for them. But the idea is that you have to guard these relationships, because these relationships are the ones that are going to build you the rest of your life. All right, guys. Shkaya. Everyone.